It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know my last start on Monday Night Football and how that game went. So to be able to come all the way back from that and to have a special moment like that, you know, it's all God right there, you know. So I've been giving him the praise like crazy lately, you know, because it wasn't easy. I'm super thankful to my teammates for just the support and the love, you know, that it was encouraging. And it makes all the emotions way easier when you just go out there and you think about, I just want to make plays for my teammates. It makes it all simple again.
Damar Hamlin, gotta love it. My cousin, Andy, who lives in the Boston area, texted me this morning to say a couple things. One, that he won his parlay. And two, that...
Very happy for Andy.
He saw a post-game interview with Hamlin, and Hamlin was shirtless. And he asked me if that's a Buffalo thing. Like, maybe we're, you know, rowdy fans, and we'll take our shirts off if they'll let us.
I don't know what's going on there. Von Miller is the first Bills player recently. I mean, I'm not going to claim to remember all of history here, but this season I have noticed Von Miller a couple of times post-game, you know, not during the week or anything, but after the game, shirtless at the podium. So maybe it's a defensive player thing, maybe it's nothing. I don't know, but Hamlin's not the first shirtless Bills player.
Okay.
I don't know.
And he won't be the last?
I'm going to guess no.
Maybe it's a thing.
Deion Dawkins has been shirtless, I don't think, in an interview setting. Well, post-game podium thing. He did some podcast where he was, like, naked. I remember, like, you know, shirtless anyway, over the summer. So, yeah, I don't know if that has been brought up or questioned at all, but Von Miller's the first shirtless Bills player I've seen post-game setting.
Okay.
Like that. Not in the locker room, you know, at the podium area. I mean, a lot of guys you've seen over the years, no shirt on in the locker room. That makes sense. But coming out there, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
All right. Might have found something.
Or nothing. We might have found nothing.
He might have picked up on something that I certainly had not even known about. Here's Mike with us next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. I just want to start off, and Bulldog, you'll know what I mean by this. I've never seen a Buffalo Bills game presented from a fan viewing perspective in such a great way. I mean, you had NBA former stars in the building. LeBron James is tweeting out about Allen, and then they do the Von Miller run out of the tunnel interview, which was just really cool. So I felt like, I don't know if it was ESPN or the Bills, but great job presenting.
Well, yeah, and you left out, they even showed on ESPN, they showed the entire, well, at least what I think would have been the entirety of John Fina's end zone, you know, right here, right now, you know, let's go Buffalo, all that stuff. Like, that was on the broadcast too, which was really cool, I thought. And the Miller interview, for as mostly a throwaway as I treat all of that stuff as, I don't know that I've ever seen one conducted with a player standing in that tunnel waiting to be announced. They even a Bills, someone in PR or media relations or game presentation, whatever, had to come over, sort of tap him like, you're next. And they wrapped up the interview and he put his helmet on and went over there, and then they showed him run out the tunnel and the smoke and everything. It was a really good job.
He did already have his jersey on, though. This is not another shirtless interview.
He was fully uniformed. Yes.
Jersey on. Yep. So they did an amazing job. And then just to kind of give you guys like a vibe check, to me, this team feels familiar to the 2020 Bills, where they're almost sort of surprising everyone with how good they are. And it's awesome. I mean, I could go on and on. It was just a magical night to watch football in Buffalo.
So. Thanks, Mike. Altidore was there, I heard. Also, the soccer.
Oh, I don't know. Soccer. I don't know. I might have just gotten in time to catch the Fina thing and then
I saw Steve Tasker.
Interview. Yeah.
I saw Steve. Yeah, I saw Ross Tucker.
He's around all the time.
Steve. I saw
Not that it's not special.
John Murphy.
Oh, nice.
I saw Alan Davis. I saw a few people that you would know, but I don't remember seeing Altidore.
I'm glad the caller mentioned the broadcast. I like the. Usually, the only time the broadcast gets mentioned is if it's terrible or something. You know, something's wrong. So, I liked last night a lot. Chris Fowler is excellent, and Riddick. I especially like Orlovsky. Riddick can. He often makes very good points, but sometimes he also, you know, anyone. I'm sure I annoy plenty of you. But the whole thing together, Orlovsky and Riddick, I think, complement one another really well. Like, I'm not down. I like Buck and Aikman more than more than you, maybe more than the average person. So I was a little disappointed not to get Buck and Aikman. They're to me still one of the gold standard crews. But last night's telecast was fantastic.
You'll get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman in 3 weeks.
Right.
What I like about Fowler, I'm not a big fan of any of these guys, but what I like about Fowler, since we're doing compliments, is that game is out of hand, and he's hosting a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these broadcasts could do well to turn them into a talk show, especially if you have interesting analysts, but it's just too much in a box. This game is the kind of game he wanted perspective on the Bills. He was asking this question I just asked. You know, like, what is this then? This team. Look at them. Also, Jacksonville. What are we doing? They put the graphic up on Lawrence. 0-8 and the turnovers and just how bad his career is going. How badly. So I think that not that I'm, like, the authority on this, but I think that's more interesting to me as a viewer, as a listener.
Right.
If you're just not going to do play-by-play alone when the game is a rout. And that's the kind of thing. You want the perspective. And I'll say, too, the Jaden Daniels touchdown pass to McLaurin to cap the night. I watched it with my son this morning. You got to see this. You got to see this throw and catch. And Joe Buck is great on that. That's like the big game announcer called. His voice goes up a little bit more when he really can't believe it.
Right.
And he does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Done that, McClure.
Yeah, that came across on that play for sure. Yes. Yeah.
How about that kid, Daniels?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
The Jaguars have this many road wins ever on Monday Night Football.
Zero?
One. 1999. Their first ever road Monday night game at the Jets. They're 1-4 only.
Okay.
But they have one Monday night road win in their history. All the time we spent on Lawrence, really good discussion on, you were talking about, what is this guy really about as a player? And Eric, you know, what he wants to see, that he's, leadership stuff came up. No answers, just more questions.
No.
It got worse.
Yeah, it definitely got worse. I mean, that I said it during the game last night, said it earlier, like that's the kind of performance that someone gets fired over. And so I don't know, it's, you know, it's 4:40 now, not 3:02 when I first stumbled into this point. That
they might have to win Sunday at Houston.
They look like they're in real trouble. Because to have and I'm going all the way back. Like I'm not covering the Jaguars, obviously, need to be said. But the way they lost last week, Peterson to me sounded just resigned to, I don't know, you know, it's tough right now. He just did not sound like any kind of fierce, we got to dig out of this kind of thing, which, you know, that can go over pretty, you know, not great when a team is in the situation that they're in. But it just, the whole thing just feels to me like, yeah, we know we don't have it. That's what they feel like to me. We know we don't have it. That's what Lawrence looks like. That's what the coach sounds like. They no answers on defense. Right. They didn't just stay in man. They tried. Allen, they shifted to zone at some point because ESPN's stats during the game had Allen like 8 of 9 for 126 yards against zone defense. It's like whatever they did, just they had no answers. Like you come into a game, we do this. This is what we do. Oh, that's not working. Oh, let's pivot to the thing we don't do. Great. Good luck with that. That's what last night looked like. Like the thing we do best isn't going to work. Injuries, the talent on the other side. So we got to do this other thing, and we're probably not really all that well prepared to do the other thing.
They're down two starters in the secondary. They lose Olawokan in the middle of the game. Like he's a tackling machine. That probably didn't help. And they lost a backup earlier than that who went to the tunnel after he had a big hit, maybe on Cook, on a run stop. But, you know, no Bills fan would sympathize.
No.
Because
right.
How many guys on defense well?
I've got a secondary full of UB guys out there, and
hey,
I'm just killing
horns
people.
Up.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't want to hear any sympathy about Jacksonville's in tough with injuries.
Doug Peterson, I said to friends in the suite last night at halftime, like he might have 30 minutes to live. It's 37 games, and he's had 2 9-8 seasons, and he's won a Super Bowl. So I guess he's going to coach this week. But this is when you do that, early in a season.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not taking Lawrence out. Look what Carolina did. It's the time of year where You want to do something and not just succumb to, well, this is how this year is going. This is the Dolphins right now, too. Like, what are they going to do about their situation? Nothing? Or are they going to figure out a way to somebody that gives them more credibility? They probably have an idea when Tua, if maybe he's back by week 6. But if he's not and they kind of know that, what are they going to do? Oh, you know, tough racket. We had an injury and we lost.
Yeah.
You can't really do that this early. September, you have time. So good for Carolina, right? And look, just worlds different immediately. And so Jacksonville doesn't have that option with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he's their commitment.
Right, yeah. Young's only in his second year. He hasn't been paid yet. Lawrence just got the big contract this offseason. Like, they are hitched to him for the foreseeable future. And to me, it's very evident the coach quarterback thing is not jiving there. So, you know,
I just hate for them that they didn't throw the ball down the field as often. Like that first half was totally getting away from them, and it was still just everything so short. And this is where I want to feel like my guy gives me a chance because he's got the arm talent. And we've got a first-round pick at wide receiver, Kirk Davis. Like we've got players, and they just don't. And that to me would be, that's like the worst.
Yep.
You know, there have been Bills moments like that. Why are we not even trying to win this game? It's the second quarter. It's week 3. Are we done? They were done.
Yep.
And you can get beat. There are better teams than you, but it should never look like that. And that's why I want to be a little bit more cautious with what the Bills really have. Because I think they could not have had a cushier opponent. And Miami, who they've owned, is kind of the same right now, although much of that game was before the Tua injury. Really interesting. What can't be said about their season if they win in Baltimore? Win it all. They're an underdog.
Right.
If they win Sunday night, to the moon, right? I mean, that's how we're... I need that first.
Sure, I get you. I think right now they look like the best team in the league, but that, you know, that changes week to week. But I think they look like the best team in the league. The caliber of their wins, again, you don't know. Like we were talking with Eric Wood, right? Well, Arizona did this, and they beat them, and they. So you know, you can get lost in the weeds in that stuff all you want. So yeah, I don't know. Like Jacksonville might be circling the drain, and if they fire their coach this week or after they lose to Houston or whatever it is, then you know that's not going to be as impressive. You know, Miami. Again, well, you just said it. That was largely with Tua in the game, and they could not do anything. I mean, they got blown out in that game while he was trying to save them, and he just couldn't. So even more credit there than maybe last night. But tell me who looks better than them right now. You know, again, 3 weeks, I know, but I don't think there's a better-looking team in the league right now.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Ross Tucker in 20 minutes. This is WGR.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.